Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike and
Magneto Mel.
And today we are joined with, I'm going
to
get it wrong.
Is it, you want me to try?
Go ahead.
You say Mihai or is it Mirai?
Mihai
Goye. Yes, okay.
Go ahead. And you're here with, again, Women in Aviation, and you're talking about the centennial of women pilots.
What is that all about?
Well, it's about Raymonde de la Roche. 100 years ago, was the first woman ever to get a pilot license. She did that on March 8th of 1910. And we're trying to celebrate that as much as we can. We don't have those very unique events that are just for women pilot that much. So this one is ours this year.
And what's a little bit about her story? How did she go about doing that?
Well, actually, she met the frères voisins, who were like the Wright brothers, were aircraft builders. And she talked to them and decided to learn to fly. Before that, she was a balloonist, which was very common for the first women pilot of airplane to be balloonist before they moved down to fixed wing. And so she met them, and Charles Voisin, actually, they had a little love story, decided that she should learn to fly, and she agreed with that. And she learned starting in October of 1909, and by March 8th of 1910, she was the first pilot in the world.
And where did all this take place at?
It took place in Paris.
In Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so the first licensed woman pilot in Paris, but probably not the actual first woman flying. There's been women flying for longer than that, correct?
Well, in terms of ballooning, yes. And in terms of soloing, it's very hard to pinpoint who was
the first.
There was a lot of controversy everywhere, even in the United States. There is some controversy about who was the first to solo, so... it makes it easier with a pilot license. There is a record that you cannot contest.
Sure. Okay. And
what are we doing for the centennial of how are we celebrating? And
well,
what's going on this year?
This year is by, instead of, I'd like to talk about what all these women have done, because it's actually quite impressive. And if you take the time to actually read about them, their lives, most of them, is so inspiring that it's wonderful. However, most people don't want to be stuck in the past, so the way we're celebrating is by encouraging as many women as possible to be and girl to be introduced to aviation. It would be better, we'd like everybody to take part of that, both men and women, but I personally think that women pilot can inspire another woman or girl to fly more easily, because you don't have to translate, but yes, if a guy does it, you can do it too. If you see another woman fly, it's obvious
that
you can do it as well.
And you're out here, and you're also participating in all the activities with Women in Aviation, and doing that. Is there any specific activities other than the picture and stuff that and the banquet or the breakfast that they're having tomorrow that you're going to or putting on?
Yes, I'm going to be holding a forum along with some other participants that have already. One lady from Canada is going to be there. A lady from Los Angeles is going to be there talking about what they did in terms of participant to the event already. And the forum will be held at the museum tomorrow in the Verdi Theater after the photo at 11:30 a.m.
Okay, and where is your forums at?
The museum
at the Verdi Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw the WASP presentation there yesterday, so that's really impressive the way that those presentations can be done over there. I would encourage anybody to go see those. And then when is that taking place?
11:30. So the photo is at 10:30, and the forum will be at 11:30.
Okay.
So there's enough time to move from one to the other.
And are you stationed with the Women Venture pretty much throughout this week, or?
No, I've been running.
No,
around.
I mean the centennial of women pilots, is that taking place through the Women Venture?
Yeah, that's part of that, yes. And I've been talking to a lot of people because, you know, we need to get the word out. Actually, just talked to Amber Riddle on my way here, and she said, oh, I didn't know, and we do all of that. I said, well, it counts, as long as you did it.
Didn't know this was our centennial, you know, as far as our, I say, as far as women pilots go.
And next year, that's something I want to say because we're on EAA Radio. Do you know that the first woman home builder was born here in Wisconsin?
I believe it. I did not know that, but I would believe it.
I had no idea. Where was that at?
She was born here. Her name was
born here.
Vesica Resch.
Okay.
And she was the first one to solo and build her own airplane. And she did that in 1910.
Did she do that? She build the airplane here in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
And what kind of plane was that?
I don't recall.
Don't recall.
Don't recall.
But she built an airplane. And
yes. Actually, she and her husband built three.
Built three. Okay. And do you know where in Wisconsin she built that at all?
No, or? I haven't found that information.
You haven't found that. Okay.
I know she moved on to California, and that was the end of her flying career.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
We have plenty of flying out in California.
Yeah, at the time, apparently, she was a dentist, and she decided to give it up, I guess.
Okay.
It was probably too expensive back then, too.
And what about any other, are there any other stories? You say a lot of these women pioneers that that did things that people don't know about, aside from the Raymond de la Hoche and the home builder. Any other?
I think, when you go back, there are the first four women, two of them actually lived to be old, which at the time when you flew was not an obvious, but both of them ended up living in their 80s. That's Mary Marvin, who also was the basically the spirit of a leader behind air ambulance. She really believed in that. She also was the first military woman who flew a combat mission. She was a bomber in World War I, which at the time, I guess, was just you throw something from the airplane.
So now, this Raymond de la Hoche, she got her license in France, and it stayed in France.
Yes.
I do know of one story of a woman's first that a lot of people aren't aware of. Are you familiar with Bessie Coleman? I do too. I think she was brilliant. And she was actually the first licensed black pilot anywhere in the world and the first or female, black or white, international pilot. Mm-hmm. And that's how she became licensed, because black pilots were not allowed, blacks were not allowed to get licensed in the U.S. And so she basically said, fine, I'm going to go to France. And she learned French, and she went to France and got her pilot's license and transferred it into the U.S. and made it an international license, and then and became licensed, and then started the flight school with the Kofis and went down that road.
I have incredible admiration for her.
I do too.
I came to the United States to learn to fly, and my language was, more or less to be worked on, and to learn French is even harder. So for her to make that effort to learn French and go into this foreign country and do all of that was just amazing.
Yeah, it absolutely, and extremely clever at that too. And I think she mastered it pretty well. Unfortunately, I think she died very, very young.
Yeah.
In an aviation accident.
Well, it was very risky flying back then, and the airplanes weren't as structurally sound as they are now, and unfortunately, those things happened, and we lost a lot of good people, especially, bright women, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, that's how we learned lessons the hard way of what works and what doesn't work, and made it safer for today, is with the sacrifices of people then.
Absolutely, and we have had the NTSB in here, and they do that all the time, looking at how we screw up and make it safer. So there's been people doing that for a long time.
Yeah, we're not quite as smart as we think we are.
No, no, we are not. So, you've got your lots of stuff going on. You've got the breakfast tomorrow morning, and you've got your forum. Where's your forum at?
At the museum.
At the museum.
Museum.
Mm-hmm. And what time was that at?
11:30 a.m.
11:30.
And we're going to give away some of the pilot scarf that we have put together for the event.
Oh, okay. So. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And everybody should know where the museum is, and it should be pretty easy to find. Do you know where in the museum it's at?
Vete Theater.
The Vete Theater. And all right. Well, unfortunately, we are running out of time here, and so we need to get going. But we do appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
And this has been Mihai. Mihai. See, I can be taught here. And with Women in Aviation, and celebrate the centennial of women pilots. And I'm again joined with Magneto Mel, and you're listening to EAA Radio.